Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
KB8OE. Morning, Mike. W8YRC, how you doing? Be better, could be worse, but you know how it goes. First your money, then your clothes. I keep the clothes, it's a little chilly. Anyway, just running into town here, goofing off, and then I got a couple other things to do, and head back home, whatever time I get there, but just gonna go see if I make any money in town here, and do a little Ubering. Yeah, yeah, she's still a little bit frosty feeling, but there was definitely frost going on. I just left Caro just a little bit ago. Coopering, what are you doing, some woodworking?
No, Uber Eats, feed people, you know, they order stuff, I just go pick it up and deliver it, and they give me a good tip.
Ubering. Like a Uber Eats thing, or what exactly? I'm curious at this point.
Yes, that's what it is, Uber Eats. I do Dasher and Uber Eats and Instacart. It just depends on which one I feel like doing. I tried the other day to do a couple of them, but of course they hit at the same time, and then now what? You take the biggest tip. But anyway, that's what it is. I hope I'm making the system okay. I'm right here and up here, different antenna.
It's about 85%, and every once in a while, then you come back, and then so you're getting in pretty close, pretty decent. Is the receive still out around your place?
Yeah, there's an update for that one, so I don't know how well it's working. It's there on the antenna.
About 60% that time. Well, when you're in there, though, I'm telling you, you're in there real solid. What are you using? Are you in right in Lapeer? Are you using just a handheld antenna, or you got a small one on the roof of the vehicle?
I can't explain what it is. It's a corner mount antenna, mag mount, and it sits on the corner. That's the way it's made. It's a fat antenna. I don't know, Scott let me use it yesterday. I like to wash my truck now and then, and I had to roll the top back on the pickup so I could get up there to get it, or, you know, the pain when it's right in the center, can't hardly reach it. So he says, well, use this one here. Well, it's not as good as the diamond. You made a transmission that time, I didn't hear nothing.
I better plug my microphone back in. How's that?
Oh, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it must have been rattling loose in there. Yeah, usually it's tighter than a hog's butt in fly season. What diamond were you running?
This is a big old, I can't tell you which one it is. It's just a big mag mount that sits in the center of the truck. It always works pretty good, but I don't know. I can't tell you what the name of it was. It was a hand-me-down for Scott. He bought a brand new one. He's been using it. So, it works, but I don't know. I might have that one.
Your last one, you were fading way out that time.
I'm running a SG7500 clone. The 7900 clone's a little better, but these, all of these ones that I ordered were towards the bottom of the band, and the components on the antenna themselves are not the same. Even though it said to cut it down, I got it cut down so the standard wave's right where we use them, but when you get them originally, they're at the bottom of the band. I had to chop this thing up to get it where it had the radio itself fooled.
Yeah, I'm going to park here at McDonald's for a minute and see if I get any bites, and if not, we'll move on, but I'm in the area where they're supposed to, so we'll see what happens. I'll talk to you later. 73WARC.
73 Mike, nice hearing from you. I got a, I did a side-by-side comparison to find out how these compared to a real Diamond ordered right from Diamond, and they are not the same. But I got it close enough where the radio doesn't mind it, and it has a lot more gain than my other antennas. So, 73KB80OE.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees.
KE8 ZHL monitoring, anyone out there?
I believe I heard KE8 ZHL, I think it was. This is KE8 LAX, and here's Dean. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. My name's Gary. KE8 ZHL. We're just I'm trying to get a little radio I got. A little tiny knockoff.
Could you try your last again? I caught your name, and then you dropped out of the repeater for a second there.
KE8 ZHL.
KE8 ZHL. Got it. I heard something about trying something with a radio. That's what I was referring to. My apologize. Kilo Echo 8 in Alfaxra.
Hey, I'm in Davidson. I'm trying a QYT KT8900G. It's a little Chinese radio. It's nice.
Hey, it sounds pretty good over here. Which repeater are you coming in on?
On the Lapeer one, I think. Yeah.
Copy that. I'm currently in Chesterfield, coming in on the Mount Clemens machine.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, I'm probably about 15 miles, maybe 15 to 20 miles from the receiver, so I think I'm doing great.
Copy that, 15 to 20 miles. Yeah, you're getting in good. You're definitely readable. What are you using for a antenna?
I got one of those Diamond 7500.
Very nice. The world of technology and these Chinese radios. I won't argue. Right now I'm on a Yaesu FTM 300D. I do love this radio, but you know I have a handful of just Chinese HTs, and you know they do the job pretty well. I like my TDH-3 TID radio and my TDH-8, which has a little bit more power behind it. Yeah, and then I run a VTech 6X2 Pro for the DMR side of it.
Yeah, I got quite a few of those handhelds, too. I also have a handheld that you wind up. You can wind it up to power it up. And in my other truck, I have a ICOM 5100. And then in my house, I have an ICOM 2730A.
Very nice. How do you like the ICOM? I haven't done ICOM, and I also haven't done Kenwood. This is my first Yaesu so far, and I really do like this for the mobile.
I think the ICOM is wonderful. I mean, that's the only one that I've really messed with, the two ICOMs, and then I finally got this one. But I think ICOM is a great radio, a great radio. I've had them for probably a year and a half, and they're still doing great. I've never had any problems with them at all.
That is awesome. I'll have to, I think I might look into ICOM for the base. I generally just put a mobile in the base. If you don't mind, stand by for just a second. When my APRS kicks in, it drops out my receive when APRS transmits, so I'm going to shut down the APRS real quick. Please stand by. This is KELAX.
KEZHL, standing by.
KELAX returning. Yeah, sorry about that. Whenever APRS transmits, it switches over to transmit, and I had it running on the second side of the radio. So I was slightly getting annoyed by my radio cutting out your my receive of your transmission. Back over to you.
Yeah, I was just saying that I've had my ICOM for maybe a year and a half, both of them, and I've never had a problem with them. They're totally awesome. I love them.
Yeah, that's actually really good to know. I'm starting to learn my lesson on the cheap mobile side of radios. HTs are good, but I've got a TYT 70, I believe it's a 7800. It's a knockoff of a Yaesu. And it was pretty good for me for a while, but now it looks like there's some chips on the board that have burnt up, and I'm going to get it fixed and do it properly and put the, I think it's called Zenith diodes, because TYT overdrives that audio chip, and that's why they burn out. And they decided not to put that diode in, which regulates the voltage on it. So I'm going to get it fixed just because. Why throw away a radio that still transmits? But, yeah, I've kind of learned my lesson with the super cheap Chinese mobiles.
Yeah, the only reason I got this this little Chinese knockoff here, they allow the farmers to drive their combines down the road, and then they grab branches from trees. And I was driving through where I've driven through zillions of times and snapped off my top part of my Diamond 7500. Then I talked to a friend, and he's like, I don't think you can get parts for it. Well, I called Diamond, and for like $24, I got the top section, and for $12, I got the phasing coil and put it back together. So then I had already purchased another antenna, so I went ahead and put this one back together, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get another radio for one of my other trucks. So that's how this all came to be.
Well, it definitely sounds good over here. Your last transmission had a little bit of popcorn, but I know you said you were like 15 to 20 away from the machine, so I expect nothing less. But you're still getting in there.
Well, thank you. That's nice to know, man. What a beautiful day it is today.
Yes, definitely agreed. I gotta make a stop here shortly, which I'm almost to my destination. Pick up some stuff, and then we're going to my auto repair shop, and me and my daughter are gonna finish putting together her car because she's about to have her license. And I don't believe in giving kids brand new cars, and I also don't believe in not teaching them how to work on them. So we're doing all new cam phasers, timing chains, water pump, oil pump, timing cover, the whole nine yards, putting it all back together so she's got something good and reliable. So that's my plans for today, and I'm glad the sun is out.
That sounds good. I was like that with my kids, too. It was nice talking to you, man. We're going out for brunch today, so... it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, yes it is. But I'll say 7.3s. That radio is sounding real good, so definitely happy for you there. And I'm sure we'll catch you out here on the air. I'm usually on this system for our repeater at 7.2, but obviously, as you probably already figured, there's a link side on the VHF, and I'm usually on statewide 1 DMR. So I will say 7.3, it was great talking to you, and I'll be clear on your final. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
This is KE8, VHL, 73 clear.
AB3AOL, Erie, Pennsylvania, listening.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
AE8 CMW monitoring.
What are you up to, WARC?
Good afternoon. Just had lunch with my hubby. We're in Lapeer.
Yeah, I'm over here by Wally World right now.
Are you working or playing?
Well, I should be doctoring, but I canceled my appointment last week, and now I gotta reschedule, but I haven't done it yet. I'm sitting over here thinking about doing some Ubering or DoorDash or some Instacart or something. I'm looking for ambition right now, but other than that...
playing tomorrow and working. I'm playing today, working tomorrow.
Yep, we got to get them play days in. Well, at least it's a nice day. I think tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day, then it's going to go downhill here a little bit.
It sure is a beautiful day today.
That's a heat wave compared to what it's going to be. So, yeah, not looking forward to it, but oh well. It'll get over with about April.
Supposed to go down to, we haven't been watching. I don't know if you heard me. What's the temp supposed to go down to?
I don't know. Probably by, well, Wednesday, it's going to be 49, 52 today.
Oh, my goodness, I'm not ready for that.
Then a couple 49s, and then drop to 34, 32, 33, you know. So, yeah, that time of year. So, down in the 20s at
night. I just want to tell you, we bought a little...
I'm sitting over here by Wally World.
Radio.
Waiting for the
price. I can't quite read it.
No, wait for the
like
price of gas to go down.
QYZ,
you better not hold my breath, though.
QYZ-88-100. And actually, it worked remarkably well. We had broken off one of our antennas, got parts for it, so now we have two vehicles with radios, one with the ICOM, and this one, this little tiny radio, but it works amazing.
Yeah, put your money into an antenna, yeah, all else will follow. So, yeah, I just got a little rinky-dink antenna on my truck right now. I had a mag mount, but I can never wash my truck without removing it, so the one that's on here right now just works real easy. I can just walk up to it and take it off, so just mag mount, but it's a smaller antenna. Anywho, I'm going to get out of here and finish what I was doing and get moving. I don't know, probably head in towards Wolf here and see what I can, if I make any big tips. So, 7-3, have a good day. Maybe I'll see you this week sometime at the office here. 7-3, WAYRC.
Thanks for chatting with us. I hope you get some good tips, some good business, and we appreciate you. Have a great day. KE8ZMW, clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
This is Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Echo Tango, Quebec. Dan, are you there?
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
Okay, yeah, oh yes.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
KF8AKB, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. Nothing heard on KF8AKB, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, will do so. Would there be anybody on the frequency to give me a quick radio check? VA3AII, listen.
Sound good here in Lapeer, W8YRC.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I just wondered, when I unkey, I sound like I have noise coming back at me, so I just wondered if there's something wrong with my antenna. Thank you so much. You're sounding good here to Windsor. Have a good Thanksgiving. VA3AII, we'll be clear.
Yeah, the noise coming back might be just the relays, repeater issue, not issue, but just the way it is, because I get the same thing. 7-3, have a good evening. W8YRC.
Roger, roger, just a minute.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.